Hi, this is Charlie Bernhout, continuing with this special dedicated to the memory of Cantor Harvey Waldman, who passed away just a couple of months ago, and to his great father, Cantor Laban Waldman. Hope you enjoyed the first hour, and let's get back to this is Charlie Bernhout, by the way, and the interview and the program that you're hearing was featured about 8 years ago in 2011.
Well, welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. I know that many of you only tune into the second hour, so some of you may have missed the first hour. This evening, I've been doing a two-hour interview with Harvey Waldman, the son of the great cantor Laban Waldman. So for those of you, I know some of you are listening through Nachum Siegel's website. If you go to charliebernhout.com, that's www.charlie, C-H-A-R-L-I-E, Bernhout, that's B-E-R-N as in Nancy, H-A-U-T as in Tom, charliebernhout.com. You'll be able to hear not only the first hour, but all my archived programs for the last couple of years or so. So I invite you to listen to that. So let's now get back to the interview with Cantor Harvey Waldman. Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout, and we're continuing with the conversation with Harvey Waldman, the son of the great cantor, the legendary cantor, Laban Waldman. Harvey, it's there's so much to talk about. Time goes by so quickly.
When you're having fun.
For sure. Now, I know that the last time we did the interview, you had some very strong feelings about the future of Chazanis, and let's sort of pick up on that conversation. It's about 12 or 15 years later, so... what's changed, if anything?
Well, I feel there have been many changes. The Chazanis now is for the concert hall.
Okay.
While you have many Chazanim that do sing a good recitative, 95% of your shuls and young Israels, the person who leads the service is not even aware of the correct nusach.
Or may not even know that there is such a thing as nusach.
That's right. Nusach is, if you recall, the Maharil spent his lifetime traveling around from city to city, telling people to make sure they do not use outside material, material from opera, from other sources, and that they stick to the correct nusach, because that's crucial.
Yes.
I recently spoke to a friend of mine. You probably know him, Edward Smith.
Sure.
And he lives in Long Beach. And he tells me, he says, you know, two things. We had a chazan out here from Borough Park.
Okay. Miller, Betsy Miller?
Betsy Miller was out here. They couldn't wait to get home to eat their chont.
Well, you know, Harvey, first of all, you know, I was not raised with Chazanis. As I relate, I was 41 years old in 1977 when I first really discovered Chazanis. So I know from my own experience that you can acquire a love and a taste for it.
Well, Rabbi Akiva also started late.
So I what I recognize is that it's a question of exposure, and it's touching the soul of a person. Now, a person has to be touched, and it's a responsibility, even if you don't succeed all the time, is to reach out. Now, I've been doing this since 1977. I can't tell you how many people email me and write to me and say how they really weren't interested in Kazanis much at all. And just through listening to these wonderful recordings over and over and over again, they acquired a taste and they become, I wouldn't go so far as to say Mevanim, but they became lovers of it and seek it. Now, I happen to live in a unique location right across from Lincoln Center. So I have Zevi Muller, who is part of the cantorial trio that I formed, who I'm nuts about. He's a nephew of Benjamin Muller. I have Cantor Mulavani, who's just across the park at Fifth Avenue.
By the way, my father dedicated that shul.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
His friend was one of the builders of that shul.
Uh-huh. Well, if I go just a little further east and I go hear Helfgott, where I hear, as yesterday, Shabbos, I heard the Rogoznitsky with a wonderful choir led by Himmelstein. So these shuls here, there is an appreciation. And in the Jewish Center, they have a fine young cantor. So, yes, it seems to be a rarity. But on the other hand, there's inklings. Yes, most people have no appreciation for it because they haven't heard it, they haven't learned it. They have misconceptions about it. This past Shabbos, Netanel Herstick was in Teaneck. I think it was the Young Israel in Teaneck with a choir, the Hampton Choir led by Chaimoff. And I'm sure that it was a fabulous experience for those people who had never really heard a good cantor and a good choir. Now, if you were not at my, unfortunately, you weren't able to make my concert last week, but one of the things at the end of the concert, which I made an appeal, I said, look, yeah, you're not going to hire a chazan. Most shuls are not going to perhaps hire a chazan full time. But at least bring in a chazan once or twice a year, Shabbat chazanut. Introduce the people, keep it going. Now, if you have hundreds of shuls and each one brings in a chazan once or twice a year, you're going to have a lot of chazanis out there. And who knows who's listening? Who knows whose heart is going to be, or whose soul is going to be touched by this? Yes, is it going to be the renaissance of 40, 50 years ago? I even hear, you know, in the days in Borough Park, you know, Kusevitsky only sang once a month, and both of them, you know, they weren't there every Shabbos.
David was
more often. Okay, so you're right, though. The concert hall, but at least it is in the concert hall. At least people are getting a taste. In Israel, I hear from people, secular friends of mine in Israel, they attend, they say they're sold out. Every concert that Sobel does in the concert halls in Israel are sold out. And what does that mean? I don't know, but you don't know whose soul is being touched.
Well, I recall when they memorialized my father there, there was such demand for tickets that we had to have a second concert in Renana,
uh-huh,
where they sold another 2,000. And had there been another auditorium available, I'm sure they would near Jerusalem. I'm sure they would have sold out there too, because I don't think he expected that kind of reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And I met Tayyid Chazonim, who came over. And, don't you remember me? And I didn't recall too many of them. I think Avram Davis was the only one I recall.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think.
Well, I'm friendly with his son Mayer, who's chazan up in the upper east side at KJ.
But
Harvey, I don't imagine. You know, I'm not saying that there's going to be a tremendous renaissance, but I think I don't want to be. I just don't want to be that negative to say it's going to disappear. It's not easy. That's for sure.
Well, it's not disappearing because every time. I just recently spoke to a friend of mine. I said every time I go online, there's an another site popping up. And whoever thought that Amazon was going to start selling, downloading chazunas that you could download for 99 cents, your favorite chazan's piece.
Uh-huh.
However, to me, it's not only the composition that a chazan sings, it's the davening.
100%.
Okay,
100%.
The total davening. The man who we spoke about who has this wristwatch.
Yes.
Well, he went to hear this gentleman from Australia.
Farkas.
Farkas was...
Yes, yes. At Park East, yeah.
And he went to hear both of them.
Mm-hmm. Health guy at Farkas, yes.
Oh, I didn't want to mention the names.
Okay. Okay.
He says, well, you got to wait for the next piece. You don't hear davening.
Okay.
People are sitting there waiting for the next composition. The difference between... the point I'm trying to make is that you don't want to sit there just waiting for the next recitative. You want to hear davening in between. Improvisation, as I say,
mm-hmm.
or something different.
Right.
I feel stronger than my father was a person who loved melodies. I would guesstimate that in that high holiday service, there's got to be at least 100 tunes that people in Chazonim have never heard before. Because he loved, I remember at the Shabbos table when he was home, he was working on something called Tzadik HaToma Yifrach.
Yes.
And he said, I want you to sing the melody. I want to third you. I want to see how it comes out. Or Haboche B'Shirei Zimra. I want to try something with you. So he'd say to me, okay, can you do the melody? I said, well, I'll try. And it would come to him and... Don't forget, you had a man here who was singing 4 hours a day. I don't recall him ever warming up for Shabbos.
Wow.
And I know cantors warm up. I remember Sidney Shikoff had to warm up 2 hours. He used to tell me he used to have to warm up 2 hours. I think my father would have a glass of hot water, and that was it. But to actually start it, singing so often, the voice was always ready to go.
Well,
and
Harvey,
it was consistent.
Harvey, I can't argue with you that there aren't that many shuls that are bringing in the chazanim to do the davening to inspire people. But the real question is... is it going to totally disappear? I don't think so.
I never said it was.
Well, you know, this path, again, going back to the...
Nusach is disappearing.
Okay, well, that's a question of training and education. But this past Sunday, it's actually a week ago today, we're recording this today for my program tomorrow evening. Just a week ago, at this time, actually, it's exactly at this moment of 3:40, the program was an hour and 40 minutes. There were three young chazanim, Zevi, who is 24 years old, Yanki is 27, Shimmy Miller is 32. There was Binyamin Bixenspan, who I discovered at a Kumsitz. He's in his late 20s, magnificent voice, and then Daniel Mutlu, who did an incredible version of Reutemann. Now, these are five young guys who have wonderful voices, who I think represent a bright future for Chazanis. As long as there are shuls out there to bring them in, I know that Yanki just got himself a wonderful position in Englewood. There's a new shul there, or an existing shul that expanded. I forgot the name of the shul, but they were seeking a chazan, and they bring him in. Okay, he'll sing for 10 Shabbosim and for the high holidays, That's wonderful. And Shimmy Miller is at Bethel, and Young Israel Bethel in Borough Park. He certainly represents a great future. He's a great choir leader, but in and of himself, he's a wonderful cantor, following in the footsteps of his father and his grandfather and great grandfather.
By the way, I recorded the melodies of his grandfather.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Aaron Miller.
Aaron Miller. Well, I just was listening to a tape, as a matter of fact, of Aaron Miller Hasidic melodies.
That's the tape. That's the recording I did.
Oh, really? I have to show it to you because I was in the car yesterday and I was thinking.
Some of them very good.
And there's Shoshanis Yaakov on there. There's
right.
A great Shoshanis Yaakov, which I'm going to be playing for Purim.
Right. He has a Kol Keli on it.
Okay.
It's also, yes. I recorded that.
No, really? Because
yeah.
It doesn't say anything. You know, I tried to figure out.
Yes, it's on the album.
Oh, it's not on the tape. On the cassette, there's not that much information. But then you, and of course, Zevi Moller is at the West Side Institutional.
I also recorded Mandelbaum.
Oh.
And I recorded
Joseph Mandelbaum?
Yes, yeah.
Oh.
And I recorded Moshe Taub.
Really? Interesting. But just about these young Chazanim, the West Side Institutional, there is an interesting thing, just as an aside, okay? Here's a shul that was struggling, to say the least.
Shul are you talking
about? West Side Institutional Synagogue on 74th or 75th, right off of Columbus. A beautiful building. Yavne, Chazan Yavne was there, and they had a tradition of Chazanis. And then something happened to the shul, it slid down, and I would go there, and perhaps 20, 30, 40 people would show up. They have a young Rabbi Einhorn, and they have this Zevi Muller, who people know, I unabashedly say, I'm nuts about him. I just love him. Do you know that the place is full? They come there, and, okay, some of them are not into Chazanis, but some of them are into, and they're learning. And that shul has a combination of a wonderful rabbi and a wonderful cantor, both young, and something happened in that shul that I haven't seen in other shuls. Slowly, and now I go there on Shabbos, it's almost 100% packed, and it's still growing. So there's an example of a shul where the president and the board recognized a certain need, and they're filling that need. So anyway, look, can it happen? Why couldn't it happen in Teaneck, for instance? You have seven or eight shuls. Why couldn't they? One shul wake up and say, "Come on, let's bring in a chazan and really knock them dead, so to speak." you know, show them that we understand. But anyway, look, I'm a dreamer, and I understand that. I just leave it at that. You have your Zadie's column, you have Charlie's column. What can I tell you? Let's get back to that.
Obviously, there are so many sites popping up.
Uh-huh.
And we have a gentleman here sitting with us who became interested in Chazanis.
Yes. Mark is a prime example. You know, where does it touch them? Who knows? But the music does touch the soul. And it's our job to reach out and touch them, to expose them to it. That's my mission with all this. I mean, that's the satisfaction that I have when I get a CD, an email from somebody. I said, I never knew that this existed. And once it touches them, they become very excited about it.
It's a nice way to go to sleep, too. I do have Chazanis on when I go to sleep.
Okay, let's go to Odom Yisoro Mayofer. Tell us a little bit about this next selection.
Well, this is one of my favorites, and also the favorite of many people. It's something that...
Sobel.
Sobel.
Yes.
Made a background.
Madison Square Garden singing, the non-Jews would always surround him.
Look at the story of Caruso, who used to go to hear Rosenblatt. I mean, these are classics. Okay, so...
Music is universal.
Yes, it is. And it can touch the soul. Let's go to Shuvi Nafshi, another Label Woman classic.
Shuvi Nafshi, Shuvi Nafshi. Oh,
Yaksin me yaksin dini fişi Garish Militan Thank you.
mit Greifen fang, lest dort jeder Wort. Herr, nur die Gedanken, welche fließen dort. Zu den Menschen, was fällt nicht jeden nach? Tust du schlechte Sachen, was sollst du gleich erfahren? Sieh nicht Kecher bei ihm, welche seinen schlecht, fällt nicht sehr rein. Weil es ist nicht recht. Geh nicht auf die Wegen, welche seinen Krumm. Nimm nicht auf Gedanken, wo sei seinen narrisch.
We'll see where Chazonis has gone since, you know.
Okay, this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed these 2 hours of an interview with Harvey Waldman, done about 8 years ago in 2011. And if you have any comments or requests, you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@awol.com. cbjmusic@awol.com. Always interested in hearing from you. And don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. So shalom, everybody.